Hi, my name is Amelia Earhart.
And I'm Harry Houdini.
And today we will be talking about each other's history. Let's begin. Where were you born and what was life like for you growing up? Did anything important happen to you that shaped who you became?
My family was Jewish and I was born in Budapest, Hungary. I grew up in Appleton, Wisconsin, and my family is always very poor. It was even worse because I had 7 siblings. When I was 15 or 16, I became a photographer's assistant, and the photographer showed me a magic trick. I instantly became hooked and started performing magic tricks at small social gatherings. I later bought the book Memoirs of Robert Houdin, Ambassador, Author, and Conjurer, written by himself, and Robert Houdin became my inspiration of magic. As a kid, I also exercised a lot, which helped me with my escapes.
Tell me about a family tradition that you have. Any favorite memories?
I can't think of a family tradition that I had, but the day after my 12th birthday, I ran away for a year.
What were your major accomplishments? Were you satisfied with those accomplishments? What helped you achieve these great things?
My largest accomplishments was definitely being the most famous stage performer of my time. Yes, I was satisfied, but I achieved it just through determination and lots of hard work.
What were your regrets? What obstacles did you have to overcome in life?
One of my greatest regrets is performing a fake seance for a large crowd. I regret this because it feels like a scandal. The most prominent obstacle I had to overcome was my family's poverty.
How did you influence others during and beyond your life? What would the world be like if you had never existed?
I influenced others by telling them that you can achieve anything if you try hard enough by doing my death-defying stunts. I also influenced people by trying to debunk a lot of spiritualism. If I was never alive, I think there would definitely be a lot more people who believed in spiritualism.
What was your best and worst personality trait?
I was always very determined, but I almost never forgave a grudge.
If you were alive today, what changes would you like to make to this world?
I would change the world so that it would be easier for poor people to get started on their career.
What advice would you give to your younger self?
I would tell my younger self to put more money in savings and pay more attention to doctors, because I spent all my money as soon as I got it.
How do you hope that people will remember you?
I hope people will remember me as Harry Houdini, master escape artist, movie maker, and debunker of spiritualism.
And last question, if you could have dinner with any other person in history, who would it be and what would you talk about?
I would have dinner with Robert Houdin because his autobiography inspired me to perform magic. We would probably talk about magic and illusions. Now it's my turn to start answering. Now it's my turn to start asking the questions. Where were you born and what was life like for you growing up? Did anything important happen to you growing up which shaped who you became?
I was born in 1897, Atchison, Kansas. During my childhood, I didn't always like to behave like a girl. I was outgoing and adventurous. I lived with my grandmother, Otis Earhart, and my sister, Muriel Earhart, lived with my parents. During the summer, I would always go visit my mom, my dad, and my sister. And in school, I loved to play with my friends, Lucy, Catherine, and Virginia.
Tell me about a family tradition that you have. Any favorite memories?
No family tradition, but one of my absolute favorite memories was when I was 7, and me and my sister, Muriel, built a homemade roller coaster with the help of our uncle. Eventually, I crashed, but it was just like flying.
That sounds fun. What were your major accomplishments? Were you satisfied with those accomplishments? What helped you achieve these great things?
One of my greatest accomplishments would probably have to be being the first female pilot fly across the Atlantic.
What were your regrets? What obstacles did you have to overcome in life?
During adulthood, lots of men believed women shouldn't fly and doubted women's capability. John Lindbergh, a male aviator slash pilot, was the best in the world until I broke his record. Then I became one of the most famous flyers in the world.
How did you influence others during and beyond your life? What would the world be like if you had never existed?
While there are other activists who support women's rights, I think being one of the best female pilots in history definitely makes a change in the way people view women. If I had never existed, I'm sure people wouldn't have treated women more equally.
What was your best and worst personality trait?
My best trait would have to be that I'm ambitious and outgoing. My worst trait, on the other hand, would be that I can get a little too over the top.
If you were alive today, what changes would you like to make to this world?
If I were alive today, I would want to make sure that any gender, race, belief, and etc. were treated equally. There are still some people out there who disrespect people from different backgrounds.
What advice would you give to your younger self?
I would tell my younger self that it's okay if you like boyish things or if other people think you are unusual for a girl, but that you are genuine and unique.
How do you hope that people will remember you?
I hope that people will remember me as a great pilot and women's rights activist, as well as an example of what women are capable of.
If you could have dinner with any other person in history, who would it be and what would you talk about?
Out of all the people in history, I would still want to eat dinner with First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. We were close friends and were both committed to social causes, such as women's rights. She loved the idea of flying, too. Well, that's all for now. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Bye!